Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's play a little All Right, I'll know to close this puppy out. My All Right, I'm going to go with Sam Bennett. Not only because he's the Conn Smythe winner, but he nailed his Conor McGregor impression. He seemed like the, you know, this entire week, I feel like he held, other than agreeing to an 8-year extension in a nightclub, I feel like he held himself together with the booze better than anybody else. I mean, I'm sure his agent didn't love it, but we all loved it because you totally agreed. I mean, no backsies. We can bring that to the Players Association. If you chant off an elbow room, that means you're a Panther for life.
Yeah. It's in the contract.
My oh no. I mean, it goes to the Heat. What am I going to do? I have no Kevin Durant. No. I have no Damian Lillard. I have nothing. The only trade you've made me of consequence recently has been Terry Rozier for a first round pick, inexplicably. You want to give the same amount of first round picks for Terry Rozier as you did for Kevin Durant? Make that make sense. Leroy, you're all right, I don't know.
All right. My all right goes to Sophie Cunningham. She is the UD of the Indiana Fever. And if you mess with Caitlin Clark, you got to deal with her. I did a little searching. In high school, she was a field goal kicker. She played football. And she's a black belt. So, she's about that. And go look at some tape. She's been taking care of her business. My oh no, and I hate to pile on, but Miami Heat, come on.
Oh no.
I mean, like, have serious conversations or don't have them at all. Right? Don't you look worse by offering what you did for KD. You might as well just say we don't want him.
Yeah, just back out.
And I would have respected that more. That being said, and even though you're my oh no, I'm hoping that there's something on the horizon. Cause you gotta have some kind of backup plan. Cause that ain't it.
We know what it is.
That wasn't it.
Start putting together DeMar DeRozan's number 11.
No.
Start doing it. We get it. Jay Fig?
Wow.
Oh, Smith then. So my all right obviously goes to the team speeches. They had me cheesing and laughing the entire time. Even though I couldn't be there in person, I was front and center in my living room watching everything from the parade to the stage, by the way. And they deserve all the fun and shenanigans because they worked their butt off the entire season. So kudos to them. Also, Avril Lavigne, because you made, I want to say, middle school me very, very, very happy. And her vocals are still
top
on
notch.
Point. That microphone was on all the way. And my oh no, I don't really have one for the weekend because I had such a good weekend. But aside from the obvious, the Miami Heat, you know, I had to actively ignore my phone with all the KD news. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Froggy?
Oh no! My all right goes to operations is what I'm going to say because the parade was pulled off well. Tyler from our promotions department did an excellent job of organizing things for us and making sure that we were taken care of. Lulu's also gets an all right from me because they did an excellent job of hosting our broadcast. And the actual broadcast team themselves, I think, hearing Hockman, Solana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And Tobin, give you play-by-play of what was going on, but still allowing themselves to have fun. And of course, me. It was a great broadcast.
I also watched you guys, by the way. I was on my phone watching.
It went great. Yeah. It was a fun time. And so, also, shout out to Solana for catching my GoPro.
Yeah, that was cool.
And shout out to the guy who threw it up there.
For sure.
Threw a dime.
So many good vibes there. So.
It was, the vibes were high. The vibes were high. Also, shout out to my boy Sinbad. I saw him on the bridge, gave me a free shirt.
Oh.
Awesome. I cannot wait to get my hands on some merch because they're all so good.
Yeah, he was getting the fans on the way out. He's like, hey, you want a shirt? I was like, do I want a shirt?
He probably made some good money that day.
I think he did.
That and the people who were charging $100 to park in there.
Oh, for sure. One more oh no, by the way.
Yeah.
Love Island, USA.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The eliminations from last night were absolute horse crap. Okay, ladies, how you eliminate Hannah, who had a very good thing going with Pepe. You eliminate Hannah.
Haters.
For one reason, I don't know. Iris,
so much for the
no story. One seems to like her.
Oh.
Okay? I don't understand it, and I don't get it. But then Amaya, hey, 0 for 2. That's it. Once you're out, you're out. Hannah, she's been getting it on with Charlie and now Pepe. She's playing the game of Love Island. And for whatever reason,
she's getting it on. She's getting it on.
She's getting it on.
What do you mean?
And they eliminated Hannah for no good reason.
Wow.
Then, on the guy's side, you guys eliminated Jeremiah, who's a dope, and wasn't nice what he did to Huda. Okay? First of all, Huda shouldn't stick around. But the fact that she did, she wasn't eligible for cast off, fine. How this Austin got to stick around after nothing makes it. You lost out on Shelly to Ace. And now you don't like Amaya because she likes you too much. You know what? There's no pleasing you, Austin. It should have been Austin and Amaya. See ya. Obvious. Obvious send-off. And instead, they send off Hannah, who had a great thing going with Pepe, and Jeremiah, who just got everything with Huda, but was starting to find the new girl. I think it's a lot. I forget her name.
Yeah.
Adriana, I think it is.
That's probably
whatever. It. He had another thing going, but you guys were Team Huda the entire way. Look, do I like the way that he treated Huda? No. But it's Love Island, okay? It's not Friend Island. And I'm sick of this place being treated like Friend Island.
I feel like they were both wrong in their own ways.
The point is, Jennifer, he didn't deserve to get kicked off more than Austin. Austin stinks. He's 0 for 2. My game is in Love Island. Once you're 0 for 2, it's time to head back to the dugout. No more. Okay, if you can't find it with the two people that you were with, that's on you.
And you say that even though Huda has been on the verge of being eliminated several times.
But she wasn't here, so she wasn't eligible. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah, what happened was Ace doesn't like his ass, and so Ace is the little ringleader of everybody, and he convinced them to get rid of Jeremiah. I don't know. Yeah, he's a weasel. Him and Nick. Oh my God! Look, you go out there. You're a 2-pump chump, and all of a sudden with Serena, and now you don't know if you like her that much. Oh, very convenient, Mr. Ass Clapper. All of a sudden,
like
you're
to
not
let
into
you know
her.
That that's exactly what dating is nowadays. The moment you start catching feelings, you know what? I don't really like you.
It's
and move on to the next.
He's a piece of work, this Nick. I can't stand him. A real bum. But nobody deserved to get dumped from the island less than Hannah. Hannah's loving island all over the place. She loves Charlie. She loves Pepe. That's how you love island. But she doesn't dump them like a bad habit like Nick does. What a double standard we have. I'm ashamed of you ladies. I can't believe that's how you went. Should have definitely been Austin and Amaya. And you know what? Disappointed. Casa Amor. And here's the other thing. Casa Amor's coming up. You're doing a Casa Amor without Hannah? Are you kidding me?
She would have been all over the place.
She would have been like a rabbit all over the place. And instead, here I'm stuck with boring-ass Hoda and Amaya and Austin. Doesn't look good. I don't like her. She likes me too much. Hey, make up in your mind, dude. Because Shelly, she didn't like you enough. Now Amaya likes you too much. I'm sorry, Goldilocks. You're looking for it to be just right? It's Love Island.
Welcome to the real world. They're sorry.
So silly. Anyway, that's our show for today. We'll talk to you, rascals.
I didn't even do my own no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know what? That's my own no, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's my own no. I can't believe this guy, man.
What do you think about Kevin Durant getting traded to the Rockets?
Oh, I don't give a f*** about it.
Okay.
Come and find me, motherfucker.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.